We're going to talk now about something that makes this particular program possible. In fact, I dare say morning radio would not exist without it. Coffee. Many of us wouldn't dream of starting a day without it. And this weekend, you can celebrate it. Amy Diaz, editor for The Hippo, is here to talk about the New Hampshire Coffee Festival. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. And, you know, I would say coffee makes all my mornings possible as well.
Yeah, I know, really. I'm already on number three right now. But this is a first for the area, isn't it? We haven't had a New Hampshire Coffee Festival before.
Yes, so they wanted to hold an event in downtown Laconia to kind of bring people down. This is going to be Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. right on Main Street. And they wanted to bring something that kind of celebrates, you know, local food and local craftspeople.
You're right that there was an idea to hold a wine festival, but that was scrapped in favor of the coffee fest. How come?
Yeah, just, you know, something a little different. There are lots of wine festivals in the area, but this one really celebrates something that I think we all can appreciate. And,
You
know, coffee is one of those things that we have a big story in our paper about local coffee roasters, and they, as they said, geek out about this.
And there are a lot of coffee roasters here in the state.
There are. You know, you wouldn't think necessarily of New Hampshire as having a whole lot of roasters. We had in our story 14 listed. There are a bunch of coffee roasters that, you know, really specialize on, you know, getting different kinds of flavors. You know, if you really, it's like wine. When you really get into it, you know, you learn that beans from a certain area have these flavors, that if you roast it a certain way, it brings out other flavors and characteristics. You know, apparently, according to our story, dark roasts were really big in the 90s, but lighter roasts are really hot now. So there are trends going on just like you would see in like beer or wine. You know, so they're going to have a couple of roasters at this festival. You get a chance to try their coffee. They're also going to have things that go with coffee, some baked goods. They're going to have candies made with coffee, coffee candies, coffee popcorn. Also, there's going to be someone's doing a coffee marinated steak for a steak sandwich. So kind of, you know, all
you can marinate with coffee.
You can do all sorts of great things with coffee, and they're going to kind of show that off. And then they're going to have a lot of fun coffee related activities for kids, like a coffee bean sack race and other coffee bean related games, and jazz throughout the afternoon because it's, you know, coffee house atmosphere.
Makes perfect sense to me, I guess. Are they hoping to make this an annual event?
You know, they were saying that if it only happened this year, then, hey, that's great because it's a fun afternoon, you know, in downtown Laconia. But if it became an annual event, that would be great, too.
Okay, they'll gauge the interest and see what happens. If you already have coffee breath, you might want to go ahead and just add some garlic. There's something else going on here. It's called Garlic Day. What's that about?
Yes, it's a weekend of strong flavors here in New Hampshire. Garlic Day takes place in Canterbury. It's Two Sisters Garlic, and this is an event they've held for the last 10 years or so, kind of celebrating their big garlic crop. This runs Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m., and it really is sort of a celebration of all things garlic, from getting to taste some great garlic treats to learning all about how to grow your own garlic.
Is that a growing trend, growing your own garlic?
Well, you know, it sounds, I was asking her, so how talented do you have to be of a gardener to grow garlic? And she said it's actually a great beginner thing to grow. It's relatively easy to plant. It's kind of fun to watch up. They're some of the first things to come up in the spring, so you get to see them come up. You can harvest the scapes, and so you've got kind of an early harvest thing. They call it a liberty plant because you plant it right around Columbus Day weekend, and then you harvest 4th of July, and then it needs a little time to cure, and that time can vary depending on what the weather's like, how moist it is. And so that's why garlic is something you'll really see show up, you know, in the late summer and early fall at your farmer's market. And she said it is really one of those things that once you start eating fresh, you know, garlic, either from your garden or from the local farm, you will have a really hard time going back to supermarket garlic. She said the flavors are so much richer and stronger, and it's one of those things that you get used to the great flavors.
It's like if you grow your own tomatoes and then you go and buy them at the store. No comparison.
Exactly. And she was even saying, you know, this is sort of a good time for garlic because you get some garlic, some pasta, some tomatoes, and you have like the perfect meal with all those local fresh flavors.
Coffee and garlic. We'll have links to these events at our website, nhpr.org. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. Amy, thanks for coming in.
Have a great weekend.